I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attorney Jean Vinyl is on the WBEN Lifeline this morning. A unanimous jury verdict finding both the owner and tenant of the Bethlehem Steel site negligent for that huge fire that burned for days along Route 5 in Lackawanna 8 years ago. Jean, good morning. You brought this case. How much of a relief is it to see this verdict?
It is such a relief because it's been so long and there have been, you know, constant denials of responsibility and blaming everyone else and claims of defenses. And now the jury found not only that they were guilty of negligence, but they also, or they were found negligent, but they were found guilty of gross negligence, which is when someone doesn't exercise even the slightest care, or they're so careless that it shows reckless disregard of the rights and safety of others. So that's what the jury found unanimously, and it was a really good, smart jury of really, you know, people who were really used their own brains to examine all the evidence and make a good determination.
Who brought this suit forward, and what might be the result of this ruling yesterday?
Well, originally, the first client that brought it, she had a lot of acute problems that were tied to it and was hoping it would go away. But then when it didn't, then she had contacted me because I had done some work for another member of her family once. And so I looked into it and everything lined up. So originally we brought her case. She had wanted to bring a class action because she felt that she wanted other people to get her, you know, that were going through the same thing. And the defendants didn't want it to be a class action and the court denied it. And then we had a short time, actually only a day, to bring the other named defendants in. So we have 80 named defendants, and then we put in a 3,000 some John and Jane Does, which are in the area where there was testing, where the smoke plume had been in a significant amount. Those houses and the responders, it was like 3,000 some. So we put John and Jane Does, and then we replaced some of them with additional people to get the 80 originally. But the rest we can, we're going to try to substitute as the case goes along. So the case was bifurcated, meaning, and that was at the defendant's insistence over our objection, so that the case of who was at fault was first, and then second will be the case on damages.
I was going to say, will there be punitive damages here?
Yes, because there's a finding that they were guilty of gross negligence, that they were, there's an entitlement to punitive damages.
I mean, this fire and the smoke and everything else, I mean, it just engulfing so much of the neighborhood. How many people may have suffered a negative consequence from that, homeowners or other people who live there? And can all of them expect to receive some sort of compensation for it?
Well, the ones that are already named, that they could receive it. The others, we have some that have already approached us and been wanting to be added. We have to substitute them in. So we actually, because the class action was denied, we have to ask the judge for permission. Can we substitute those in? So those would be, when we had calculated, not every person in a household, but just the one person, that there were like almost 3,000. And then when we counted up the responders, that like a little over 3,000 people, and plus their families that would be there. So if people have either property damage, which there was a lot of property damage, and if people have personal injury, that they can, we can ask the court to add them to the action, and hopefully it'll be granted. So it's that will be a process, but it's it definitely, without the people that really were the plaintiffs, I mean, they really helped so much. They went to court all the times. This was the second time it was scheduled to trial. It's been appeals and motions and everything else. It's been the two firms against us are two the biggest firms in upstate New York. And so, and we're just a three-attorney firm on our side. So it was, you know, they put us through our paces for sure on it. And but in the end, our experts were all local people who whose life has been dedicated to making things safer for other people, whereas their two experts were, you know, hired guns who have only done forensic analysis and meaning like litigation work to try to have people avoid their responsibility. So I think that came through big time.
It sounds like it was a David versus Goliath kind of battle.
Yeah, it really was. And it's, it, you know, that it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for people to get justice because that say if your own house, the damage, if you add up the damage to your house is like $30,000, it's hard to get an attorney to take that kind of a case when you have to have so much, you have to have electrical experts about the what caused the fire. You have to have fire safety and engineers and code people about that they should have had the sprinkler system. You have to have their engineer said that he tried to claim it was grandfathered in, even though steel is non-combustible and plastic is highly combustible. And the law says if you have over 12,000 square feet of plastic, you have to have a sprinkler. And they had the area that had plastic was 175,000 square feet. So, you know, about 15 times that amount and no sprinkler. And then at the end, he tried to say that he doesn't know if a sprinkler would put it out, which is such an outrageous claim because these poor guys, these guys that worked there, when this fire came out, there were three boxes high of these, like 3.5 to 4 foot high boxes. They call them Gaylord boxes, filled with plastic. 1,000 pounds is average in these boxes, three high on pallets. That's almost 12 feet high. All right. When the fire, when they first saw it, they were all in a trailer and it was already 10 feet above the top. And two brave guys, they had the company and neither, not one of the owners had any plan for what would happen if a fire ever happened in those Gaylord boxes. They all testified to that and all the workers did that. All they had were handheld ones that are used, that everyone testified. Those are intended if you have like in your office at the radio station, if you have like a little waste basket, you know, where you put your paper, that's what that's for, not for a platform.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Gene, I'm wondering for people there and the damages they suffered. We talk so much about, you know, what was inside their house or the cleaning that they had to do to get rid of whether it's the smell or just the soot on the side of their house or inside their house. Is the loss of property value included in that at all? Because I would have to imagine there is some there. Everyone in Buffalo remembers this fire. And certainly, if you're looking in that area, I mean, those homes would, you know, that's kind of included in it. You go to resell your home, people know, wait, hey, this was right next to that fire, all that smoke and stuff. I don't know about this. I'm assuming it resulted in a loss of property value. And is that taken into account anywhere for these people who live nearby?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're, as part of it, is exactly that. And there's a, because of that, like, if you talk about, like, the plastic, the one document that, there was a document that showed it was 3.8 million pounds of plastic in there. All that plastic, millions of pounds, went up in that smoke and then dumped in Blaisdell and dumped in Bethlehem Park, which is a beautiful little close-knit neighborhood. It's just that where Mulberry's is, that restaurant, it's just a little contained neighborhood with a park, with a bocce court, all working people, sheriff deputies of our clients, sheriff deputies, bus, NFTA bus driver, like three different electricians, you know, retired people. It's a nice neighborhood. And to have all that just dumped on your property. This one woman who was a big gardener for vegetable gardening, the next year she said her vegetables all came up different colors, so she didn't plant any vegetables until this past year was the first year she planted, because she was worried about it. But she, so many people with, like, breathing in that much, it, like, when you think about your house, it came into houses that were totally closed, windows, doors, even with not the furnace on. Like, when the furnace was on, then that sucks the air in. But you think about yourself, every time you breathe, you're sucking air in. So the same as it, this one client, they, inside their closed cabinet, in their kitchen, in a closed kitchen, without opening the door, windows, soot is inside the cabinet. So if soot can get in there with no air conditioning or heating, that's, you can see that it gets in there, and it's not a safe thing to breathe in all that stuff.
We all remember that smoke. Yeah. You know, you mentioned the punitive damages will be assessed. Is that a separate trial? Is it the same jury?
I wish it was the same jury, but they we had asked for it to be the same jury. That after they deliberate, that the judge could have ordered that the jury be excused and then have more proof on punitive and have the same jury, but they said no, because they said that because the class certification was denied, each plaintiff can bring a claim for punitive damages separate from each other. So instead of one punitive damage award, there'll be multiple punitive damage awards.
And does that process begin soon?
Yeah, I'm starting working on it today to get the discovery from the defendants on the rest of the discovery on punitive.
Well, Jean, thank you for the time this morning. Do appreciate it, as always. Jean Vinyl, attorney, brought forth this case. Also an Erie County legislator, joining us live on WBEN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.